Robotic revolution. Robots look set to take center stage. Robots have come a long way since Leonardo da Vinci's 15th century humanoid automaton. We've got robots to build cars, defuse bombs, and explore planets. But things haven't stopped there. And who knows where it's going to end up? In 1986, Honda began development of a humanoid robot called Asimo. The name is an acronym for Advanced Step in Innovative Mobility. Since then, the robot has evolved amazingly, standing at 130 centimetres and weighing 54 kilograms. Asimo resembles a small astronaut wearing a backpack. And he can walk, fight, climb, and run on 2 feet at speeds up to 6 kilometres an hour. Scary. The world's first robot teacher is Saya. She can take the register, smile, and tell pupils off. With her eerie, lifelike face, she can express 6 basic emotions: surprise, fear, disgust, anger, happiness, and sadness. In order to do this, her rubber skin is pulled from the back with motors and wiring around the eyes and mouth. She can also say simple pre-programmed phrases such as thank you, while her lips move to express pleasure. Saya was developed as a receptionist robot in 2004, but it was later tested in a real Tokyo classroom. In the UK, there have been some exciting new developments. The Forth Valley Royal Hospital in Scotland will be the first hospital in the UK to use robot workers. The mini robots, which look like forklift trucks, will deliver food, clean operating theatres, collect and dispose of clinical waste, and even dispense drugs. The robots use a rotating laser beam to help them find their way around the long hospital corridors. Members of staff will use a handheld PDA to call up the robot to move metal trays or linen or whatever. The robot will come up in the service lift by itself, pick up the item and go back into the lift, explained Tom McEwen, the project manager for manufacturer Serco. Computers on board the robots can command doors to open, and sensors will tell the robots to stop if anything or anyone is in its way. The robots are especially useful for controlling infection. Traditionally, clean and dirty tasks are carried out by the same person, Nurse Leslie Shepherd said. But here, you'll have robots that do dirty tasks, such as collecting dirty sheets or taking away clinical waste. And you'll have robots to do clean tasks, such as bringing meals and clean linen to patients. The robots have separate lifts, so there's no way they can cross, which is great. Managers said the robots would not replace humans, but would free up more time for staff to spend with patients. They will also have to keep at least one human on standby should any of the robots break down. But if this is what it's like in 2010, what's it going to be like in 2020?